It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome from Groton, the home of Rotten Self Service. It's Section 4 playoff basketball tonight, the Class C quarterfinals in Section 4, where the Sydney Warriors come to the place where their season ended two of the last 2 years, both last year and the year before, in which they lost to Groton. And this is, for the seniors of Sydney, their last chance at it. And we look forward to a game that's going to feature a lot of great players, possibly a 1,000-point scorer in Dylan Umbra. He only needs five. And like I said, just like this afternoon's game in Harpersville, a lot of intensity between one of the best in the IAC and one of the best in the MAC or the MAC. And for Groton, they come in with a record of, I believe it is 16-4. Let me check. Groton, I'm sorry, they are 14-3. I'll get a check on that. Sydney comes in, as we know, with a record of 18 wins and 2 losses. Check that, 17 wins and 2 losses, and ranked number 2 in New York State in Class C. Moravia has bumped up to number 7. Groton is, I think they're down toward the bottom. I don't have those rankings in front of me. It's one of these where we are flying really seriously by the seat of our pants, but we're going to get started anyway with the Chamberlain O'Hara tip-off show on WCDL, brought to you by the folks at Chamberlain O'Hara Auto Center in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, best in sales service and great customer satisfaction. Call 563-4311. Cork and everyone at Chamberlain O'Hara, which Coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors and Coach John Pitson and his Groton Indians, the best in tonight's ball game. Right in front of me. Hopefully they won't for the rest of the game. I'm getting a lot of stares because radio is hardly ever tried here. We're going to take a look at both teams more in depth as the Section 4 Class C boys playoff game gets underway, and we try to get some updates from Unitico boys and also from the state wrestling. I've got all my feelers out there. We'll see if we can get all that. It's coming up, Section 4 playoff basketball.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chamberlain O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chamberlain O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check the out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to 6 normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has 6 top-load single washers and 7 heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we want to thank Pete Griffin, the AD here at, I think that's his name. I forgot already. It's Keith. I think it's Griffin. And he's the athletic director here. He is also, and I know people are going to go, man, you are so sappy. But Tampa. He is dating somebody who graduated from Sydney in 2000. If anybody took swimming lessons at the Sydney pool from the late 90s to the mid-2000s, if you remember Casey Palmer, well, she greeted me here tonight. And between the three of us, we figured out a spot that I sit basically unobstructed, although the crowd moving in is all walking past me. So if you hear dropouts, that's probably why. But this gym is loud, and these people are proud, and I think there's just as many Sydney people as there are Groton people. And this is the first time in all my years covering high school basketball that I have ever covered a game in Groton. And the cheerleaders are all giving me that look like, why is he sitting there with a cell phone plugged in attached to his ear? Well, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. But Groton comes in the number four seed, Sydney the five seed. The Groton Indians play a little tougher schedule than Sydney does. They are 12-4 on the season. And I'm just looking at some of the other things that they have done. Their last game was a win over Southern Cayuga in the sectional first rounder, 71-46. Pretty easy win. A lot of guys scoring in that game. Before that, they lost to Watkins Glen in what I believe was the finals of the small snow, the large school section, or the IAC playoffs. They lost to Watkins Glen 60-58, but Watkins Glen is a B school. So I think the Groton Indians coming in with a four seed is pretty accurate. Keegan Donovan is the name that everybody remembers, burning Sydney last year with 25 points. He is back this year, and he is only a junior. That's what's kind of scary about this group. They have a full roster of 15, just like Odessa Montour did. So I fill up my scorebook. I can't give Keegan an extra line in case he does get going. But on Wednesday night, Keegan led the way with 14 points in that win over Southern Cayuga. Brett Conger had 4 3-pointers. He finished with 12 points. Damian Young had 10. Mike Grieger had 9. So it's a very balanced lineup, according to John Filson. And they had 3 3-pointers in that game. I don't think in all the Sydney boys games that I've done have they been outshot from 3-point range. They might have met their match tonight. We'll have to see. And this Brett Conger that had 12 points, all in 3-pointers, it was off the bench. Mike Grieger had 9 points. He came off the bench, so he doesn't even start. This should be very interesting. Last year it was a 62-46 win for the Groton Indians. And that was in a semifinal matchup. As I said, Keegan Donovan scored 25 points in that game. And as Filson was talking to the folks at the Ithaca Journal, he knows how good Sydney has been this year. They know about being, they're a little bit undersized as far as height goes, and not as many football players. I don't know. That part I'm ad-libbing on. But last year, Groton made it to the finals because they beat Sydney, and then they lost to Moravia. Moravia is the top seed, and they are currently playing Unitigo. I hope to get updates from that game. We're about 5:40 away. When we come back, we'll talk more about Sydney and what they've got. And, of course, I've got stats for them aplenty as Dylan Umbra sets his sights on 1,000 points, but Sydney, more importantly, sets their sights on trying to get to the semifinals once again in 2010, 2011. They lost to Groton in the semis last year. Stick around for the Chamberlain O'Hare Tip-Off Show live on WCDO.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It tastes as good as it sounds. The simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Prices and participation may vary.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at the corner of the court. It's hardly ever, I'm still courtside, but I'm over in one corner. I have not been a bad boy. It's just cell phone service here is we've deemed it to be best, and the bonus that we have is we have power about 8 feet over my head, so I have plugged in, and this is the best that we're going to manage, and we hope that it's a fairly clean broadcast. We do appreciate that you're tuning in, and if I do drop out, it shouldn't be for long, according to what our tests have shown. Sydney hopes that their power is up because they have not met their average in the last three games. They're averaging about 63 points a game, but the last three were below that. Walton at 52-42, that win in the MAC semifinals. The Unitigo Spartans, despite not shooting very well, held Sydney in check defensively to the tune of 48-36. And then Green experienced, they experienced ways to slow Sydney down by holding him in the first half to 29 points, and then they gave up 27 Sydney points in the third quarter alone. The final in that one was 60-31. Dylan Umber finished with 21 points and kind of forced it at the end trying to get his 1,000th. It wasn't going to happen at home. It's probably going to happen here. He hopes to not make it a part of the strategy or anything else. Just play the game and see what happens. He does lead the scoring with 17.8 points a ball game. He also leads in three-pointers made, 36. Free throws made, 57 out of 82 for 70%. He's second in assists with 3.8, so that tells you he's a playmaker. And he's first in steals with 32. Alex Heil has 12.9 points a game, 21 three-pointers. He's 42 of 62 from the line, 68%. He leads in defensive rebounds with 119, and total rebounds with 159, averaging 8.4. Tanner Westcott second in that department at 5.5, and also leading in blocks with 35. Andy Kozak is second in three-pointers with 21, but he is a factor in every sense of the word, even though he's not a statistical leader. And don't forget that there is also power off the bench from Matt Vogel and Brandon Walters in the guards, Corbin Curley as a wing forward, and Logan Raymond as an underneath player. That mix, Sydney being able to go 4 or 5 deep on the bench, is going to be invaluable because it's obvious that Grattan has strength off the bench as well. This is going to be a fun game, much like this afternoon's Harpersville Odessa Montour game, which is going to be downloaded and available for iPad very soon on WCDLRadio.com, the Sports On Demand. So they're reading the Section 4 rules. Sydney did not bring the pep band to, I don't think, did bring a bunch of rowdy guys and girls, and this should be fun. I don't know what Grant has in terms of rowdy fans, but we'll hopefully get this going. We're going to step away for the national anthem. Stick around. Ball game is coming up. Sydney versus Grant on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, we're back learning the starting lineup. We know the one for Sydney. So far, Isaiah Young, John Cooper, and Keegan Donovan for Groton. Alex Pyle, of course, and Tanner Westcott will be in too. Groton has Nick Coombs. I'll get to what they are in school. Senior. Westcott is introduced now. Okay, so it is Isaiah Young, who is a senior guard forward, number 14. John Cooper, number 15, is a sophomore forward. I don't have heights on these guys. Keegan Donovan is number 23. He's a junior guard. Booms is number 33, a senior forward center swingman. The last guy, Sam Wright, he is a senior forward. So Groton getting into a circle, and it's funny how the IAC all seems to have the same kind of togetherness. They all have 15. They have 15-man rosters. Sydney's is 11. We'll see how deep these teams will go. And the team shaking hands, and there's no question they know each other. Now I'm in the corner. I have one bad blind spot, and as long as the crowd doesn't get too boisterous in front of me, I should be able to see what's going on out there. Of course, Sydney fans coming in. Some of the guys went and made T-shirts last night. Hopefully they spell Sydney right with the T-shirts. They've got a Brazee head going. They've got a 995 for Dylan Umber. They're counting down the 1,000 points. We're about ready to go. Glad you're with us, folks. It is Tanner Westcott and Nick Coombs to go up. Nick Coombs will get the tip. And it is Keegan Donovan who will call out the plays as the point guard. He goes around the screen. Nick Coombs out to Cooper. They're going to have a long first possession. Driving in. Donovan dishes out to Coombs. It's going to be a three-point shot. Good for Keegan Donovan. And I'll tell you what, we got a janitor here who is going to be very, very active. Why is he going to be active? Because he's got a little mop broom thing. And because this gym is laid out a little differently than most gyms, fans get to travel along the end line to get to their seats. So Alex Hyatt will help bring the ball up against the man-to-man pressure full court from Sydney. And a bad pass by Hyatt, but Sydney will benefit as it's knocked out by number 14, Isaiah Young. And the fans continue to come in and they have no choice but to walk right in front of me. I'm not offended. It's just hopefully they stay in their seats when they get there. So if you're just tuning in, it was a Keegan Donovan three-pointer, and they're going to keep mopping the floors. Umber will inbound. Groton's defense, very famous for intense man-to-man, but so is Sydney's. They face a good one in Cooperstown. Dylan Umber to the left. Stop and pop, and he's way off the mark. And he might have felt the pressure of that 1,000-point deal. Here comes Donovan. Donovan driving with the left hand. Thought about backdoor to Young, wasn't there. High post to Coombs. Back to Young. Back inside to Coombs. Right at the foul line to Sam Wright. Foul line jump shot is no good. Ripped down by Heil. And a quick outlet to Josh Wills, so there's no pressure set up. Wills can drive in. They kiss out to Kozak for three. No, it's short. Going for the rebound, Wills and Coombs, and Coombs gets there first. Boy, it's rare that anybody out-hustles Josh Wills. Leaner inside by Donovan. Foul after the shot. Donovan sold that one to the official. He missed the shot but got the contact, but it's non-shooting. And hopefully they keep track of fouls on the scoreboard. Doesn't look like they are. I think that one was on Alex Heil. So it's a partial scoreboard here tonight. Keegan Donovan slipping. He might have been from somebody's wet sneakers. I don't know, but he was able to control himself. He might have got away with the travel, but I give him more credit. He's going to pop another three, and it's good. Keegan Donovan with back-to-back threes to get Groton up on the lead at 6-0. Here comes Josh Wilson, and he gets hit hard by John Cooper. Will commit his first foul. So both the individual and team first foul. And now we get some latecomers with their wet shoes coming through. And there's the janitor right behind him. He makes his money. No question about it. So now we'll try to see what happens at the line. Josh Wills way off the mark. Wills at the line shooting 61% this year. 11 of 18. And he's made, oh, he missed another one. Sydney's shooting 70% this year, but they go 0 for 2. Well, actually about 68%. But they were 0 for 2 that time with Josh Wills. 2 minutes into the ballgame, it's 6-0 in favor of Groton on the strength of Keegan Donovan's 2 3-pointers. Oh, just missing the pass defensively. Sydney did still rebounds with Westcott. The miss by Cooper. Wills down to the right side. A little hesitation move. He goes reverse layup. Missed it. Rebound up and in by Tanner Westcott. Tanner Westcott gave Wills the room to go reverse layup and then waited if there was a miss, and there indeed was a miss. You hear defensive cries from the Sydney student section. Top of the key, Sam Wright. Sounds fast, and I think 3 seconds. Yeah, 3 seconds to the call. Nick Bloom got the ball a little bit late. 6-2 the score. And Coach Mike Brzee dressed up in dark maroon shirt with a fancy snappy tie. Sitting next to him, longtime JV coach, Bob Finnegan. Umbra will bring the ball up, guarded by Young. He gets by Young. Through the legs and back to Josh Wills. Top of the key for Heil, being guarded very, very closely. Westcott driving inside, goes up, and missed it. Rebound Sam Wright. Into the ballgame, number 13, Mike Grieger. He had a good game the other night off the bench with 9. Isaiah Young hands it off to Donovan. Donovan guarded by Wilson this time. Now, whether that's the steady one, I don't know. I thought maybe Andy Kozak might try it. Outside, the shot by Grieger is short. Rebounded by, oh, got away. Maybe a travel. No, he passed it off just in time with Sam Wright on the rebound. Another three-point shot by Donovan. Missed. Kozak rebounds, and his toe just stays inside the line. Umbra driving the baseline, kicks it way back out to Wills. It's tapped by Wilson Kozak. Three-pointer high out, way off the mark, and Sydney is shooting deplorable to start the game. This is not like Sydney, and it's almost like they have nervous energy that they got to get out of their system. Dylan Umbra needs just 5 points for 1,000. He is 0-for-1 shooting. 4:17 to go, first quarter. 6-2 is our score. Donovan drives in on Kozak, and Kozak, a little late, reaching in. Kozak will commit the foul. Remember, he guarded Will May last week and had some early foul trouble. They continued into the second half, but he survived it and was there for the final whistle. Around the screen is Donovan, but they go inside to Wright. Back to the corner for Young. Young thought about the baseline, and Dylan Umber seals him off. Back out to Donovan. 28 on the shot clock. They'll start it at the top of the key again. It is Coombs. They give him a little bit of room. Young drives in. Heil seals him off. Now it's Grieger in the corner. Long possession for the Groton Indians. Great defense played by Sidney. Something they're going to have to rely on if they're not shooting well tonight. They're going to have to get the stop. Donovan drives in and up and in is 33. Nick Coombs. Nick Coombs did not have room to shoot, but somehow created it. Wilts driving to the right side for Umbra. Umbra over to Heil. Heil drives in, double team, kicked into the corner to Wilts. Oh, just off the mark. Rebound by Kozak out to Umbra, almost the backcourt. And then to Wilts, and they start it again. Wilts bounce pass into Heil. Heil backs in, goes up, and it's missed. Rebound by Heil, out to Wilts, over the left side, Umbra for three. No good, he gets bumped, no ball. And a rebound by Donovan. 8-2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Donovan, very fancy with the ball handling, going behind the back, both right and left. They go inside to Coombs. Donovan again for three, and again he makes it. 11-2, and so far, no timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. Wilts, back to Heil. Too hard on the pass. Loose ball. It's ahead Donovan, ahead to Young. And the layup is good. This might be the time to call. But nope, so far, both coaches on the bench, Bob Butcher and the other coach. And a foul will be called on Nick Coombs to push down Alex Heil. So no question, they play a little bit more physical in the IAC as far as the officiating goes, so they let more go here. But that time they did not let it go. Two fouls on both sides. More subbing done by Groton. Coach Philbin putting in 21, I think, Damian Young. Yep, he's into the ballgame now. Hard to tell in his uniform. I saw two, but I didn't see any other number. All right, Wilts. Inbound. Oh, it's tipped away by Young. It's out of bounds. It'll be Groton ball. No, it's tipped by Umbra. 13-2, an 11-point lead for the Groton Indians. And Keegan Donovan is 3-for-3, shooting three-pointers. The inbound play. A lot of time, almost 5 seconds. Donovan calls out the play, goes to the right-hand side. They move it around to Young. Young looks for a three, doesn't have it. Grieger to Donovan, guarded one-on-one with Kozak. Inside pass to Wright, follow-up jumper is good. And Wright with the basket, 15-2. Sidney has not been down this much. Except when they played Vestal and Union Endicott, two Class A schools. Kozak to Heil, inside. He'll hit hard by Sam Wright. That'll be a foul on Wright. His first and the team's third, Alex Heil, comes to the line. Nobody from Sidney having a good shooting night yet. Tanner Westcott has one follow-up basket. That is it. They have not looked like the Sidney team that shoots well from all parts of the court, but that's the reality set in. 15-2 with a minute 40 to play. Heil shooting 68% from the line. Comes up short. Well, Josh Wilts missed two. Another substitution, Brian Chaffee. I'll tell you what, if you play for the Groton Indians, you play. They've already had four or five subs come into the ballgame. Heil, second shot is up. And it's no good. 0-for-4. Kozak gets the offensive rebound. He'll take a runner in. Missed it. Donovan rebounds for Groton. Surveys the court. Kozak gets back up. Chaffee with the ball to Donovan for three, short. Gets his own rebound. He tried to pass it to a teammate. Nice play by Donovan. The only problem, the teammate was not there. Wilts avoids the double team up ahead to Umbra. There's a mismatch there. Umbra back to Wilts. Cross court Heil. Heil for three. No! Wow. 1:11 to play. 15-2. Just a Tanner Westcott basket. Isaiah Young given some room by Umbra to shoot. Doesn't shoot. Damian Young. It's like Damian and Isaiah may be brothers. Traveling is the call. Good call by the official. Number 13 was Michael Grieger, and he shuffled his feet without a dribble. 15-2 with 57 seconds on the clock. Sydney used to play well against man-to-man, but they are not playing well against man-to-man here. Kozak, high post to Westcott. Back to Kozak. Now it's Wilts. Cross to Umbra. Heil open for three, but he dribbles instead, gets it out to Umbra. 15 on the shot clock. Umbra drives in, scores it. Dylan Umbra scores it. He's now got 997. But again, that is far from the priority right now. In fact, it's my daughter, Bryn, who's in charge of Dylan Umbra's point total. She's wearing a basketball helmet and changing the number. But again, that's secondary right now. Donovan from the corner right in front of me. He is on fire. 5 seconds to go. Down the court. It's Umber for three. Missed it. And Westcott hit. He puts it up and in, but they have lights to signal the end of the quarter on the backboard. 18-4, Keegan Donovan with 4 3-pointers. Stick around. More Section 4 playoff basketball coming up on WCDO.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Wedkins Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back for the second quarter with Dylan Umbra, Alex Heil, Josh Hiltz, Tanner Westcott, and Andy Kozak trying to find the answers to putting the biscuit in the basket. Kozak's going to drive in, and he made the shot, but a foul beforehand. So Sydney going to try to utilize their speed. And the foul is called, I think, on Isaiah Young. Inside, Heil bounces in and misses. Rebounded by Nick Coombs, and Sydney shooting about 15%. They were 2 for whatever in the first quarter, and they're already missing their shots in the second quarter. Young down low. And a traveling call as Coombs tried to get around Westcott. Westcott playing good defense. Bratton applying the pressure defense right now. To Wilts, long pass ahead to Umbra. Umbra makes the nice catch. And he's driving, tried to drive past Isaiah Young. He's called for the foul. I don't know who got the foul. Well, actually, I do. Keegan Donovan, I believe, got the first foul called against on the Kozak drive. 7:24 to go, first half, 18-4, Sydney needing to score points and get stops on the defense. Keegan Donovan, 4 for 5 from three-point range. Umbra trying to set up around the screen. He's met with a double team. Somebody's open. Heil inside to Westcott. Puts it up and misses it. Or did he yank it? No, he made it. I didn't think that went through. Nice pass from Alex Heil. They set up the man-to-man offense much better that time. 18-6. Donovan for two. In and out. Rebound. Heil saves it to Wilkes. Wilkes on the run. He's got one guy to beat. He goes up. Reverse slam. It's good. Josh Wilkes burning Keegan Donovan with his speed underneath the basket. It's 18-8. The lead down to 10. Sidney fans starting to pick it up a bit. Donovan guarded by Fozak. Sidney will stand man-to-man. We know that pretty much is a given. 6:17 to go, and Sidney has scored 4 points in a row. Isaiah Young to John Cooper. Bond from two, and guess what? An air ball for Keegan Donovan as the shot clock wound down, and the Sidney fans love it. They're on their feet. 18-8, 6:06 to go. We'll stay right here. We're still waiting for updates from the Bainbridge. Well, the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats beat Marathon today, so they advance to the semifinal round. I don't know where that game's going to be. Harpersville wins 60-31 against Odessa Montour, a game you heard on WCDL. They advance to the winner of Walton Moravia, which we should know by now, but I don't have any results. I was waiting for Unitigo Athletic Director Bill May to give me that text. I've also, Matt Hafley, the assistant AD at Unitigo, is at the state wrestling. We're looking to see if BGA's Danny Gormley can get that elusive state championship. So we've got a lot of feelers out there, but I'm using the cell phone, so getting a text isn't going to be so convenient. All right, 6:06 to go, Sidney. Well, inbound. Wow, Kozak was open on the fly had they tried to break the press. Umbra. Switching over right, left. The leaner is... Oh, good! Dylan Umbra with 9.99, but more importantly, a six-point run for Sidney. 18-10. And now Donovan is hearing it from the Sidney fans for the airball chant. He won't let it bother him, I can guarantee you that. Inside, Prescott with a block shot. And he outlets to Wilkes. Wilkes gets around the corner. And he beats Krieger off to Kozak. Heil comes in. The 10-footer off the glass, no good. Prescott almost had the rebound, but no, Heil does. Umbro for the shot to Vinnegut. No. Missed the three-pointer that would have given him the 1,000 points. 18-10. Sidney, though, back to within 8 points. They have shut out Groton in this quarter with 3 minutes into it. Sam Wright in the paint goes to Coombs. Coombs in the paint a long time. Wright, 3 seconds. That'll take the basket away. Sam Wright has been called for 3 seconds twice, and he's looking at the official going, what did I do? Maybe 3 seconds isn't called very much lately, but it's been called twice tonight. So Sidney with another chance to close the gap. They've trailed 18-14 in the first quarter. It's now 18-10. They're starting to get their feel for this court. And a 5-second call on Dylan Umbra. Defensively, Isaiah Young. Looks like Isaiah Young is their main defender. And he's picking up Dylan Umbra one-on-one. And did a nice job. These guys are certainly got to be in shape for this. Sam Wright, the top of the key, across the way to Grieger. Grieger to the right side for Donovan. Donovan cross court to Young. Young drives in. Scoop to the hoop is no good. Heil with a rebound. And nobody's going to take it away from him, although Isaiah Young tried to. Here comes Wilkes. He's going to go coast to coast. He's got it. Josh Wilkes said, hey, they're not covering me. I'm going to go all the way. 18-12. Heil for the ball. Sidney with a recovery. Andy Kozak. Wilkes from Umbra. Wilkes back to Heil. Umbra fakes the three. Goes in. Shoots. Misses. Rebound by Coombs. Kids are running on the court. This is an amazing... There's Kozak with a steal. Kozak's got... He's going to go coast to coast. Andy Kozak with a basket. 18-14. 10 points in a row scored by Sydney. If I'm yelling to make things distorted, sorry about that, folks, but it's mighty exciting. 3.5 to go in the half. 18-14. Coombs to right at the foul line. Back out to Young. Donovan inside to Coombs. He hands it off to Wright, who slipped out of his hands. He's not a dribbler. Out to Grieger. Long three-pointer. Up and in by Grieger. Wow. Well, that's fleeting for a little bit. 21-14. Well, got a shake and bake on Grieger. And there's a blocking call. I think it's on Grieger. I'm telling you what, this is like old school basketball. They don't put the fouls up on the board. They've got a scoreboard that can do that. So I've got to pay attention and look at the official to make sure who's got what fouls. And now Groton's going to ramp up that defense. Kyle back to Wilkes backcourt. He crosses backcourt stripe. 2:53 to go. Umbra needing just 1 point to make 1,000. He doesn't care how he gets it. Wilkes is backing in. Back out to Umbra. Umbra driving in. And he turns around. Oh, dumps it into Westcott. The leaner is going to be fouled. Peter Westcott. Patiently waiting for Dylan Umbra. I have no idea who committed the foul. It's got to be somebody underneath, but I honestly don't know. So I won't know how many fouls people have. I'm sorry. That was under 45. Thank you. And Westcott finishes the three-point play. So 21-17. Mike Grieger. And a three-pointer moment to go. Donovan comes around the screen. Picks the long pass. Shoots right on demand and scores. Donovan with 5 three-pointers. 24-17. Into the corner for Umbra. Trying for that 1,000. No good. Rebound, Kozak, yes! Andy Kozak with a back on the follow-up. Nice hustle by Andy. 24-19. Calls the play. There's a foul on Groton. I'm going to pay attention this time. Oh, sure. See who that foul's on. Thank you. Number 10, Brian Chaffee. I've got a newspaper photographer helping me out. The odds were very poor that I would miss that call, but the referee showed the official track of scores, and it was right in front of his face, so I never got to see it. So it's 8 fouls on the home team, but I believe it's a player control foul. This will not be any situation. Okay. So Quinn Walpole has gotten the foul moments ago. And the official says, hang on, we're not ready yet. We've got 1:56 to go in the first half. 24-19, Groton up by 5. Sydney has outscored Groton in this quarter 15-6. So not sure what the holdup is. But there's not a lot of room on that sideline over by the benches and the scorer's table. The second time today I'm doing a game involving a team known as the Indians. And apparently nobody wanted to... Oh, here's a long pass up to Wilkes from Hiley. Missed it. It was a touchdown pass, and Wilkes' shot just fell off the rim. Wow, that could have been a biggie for Sydney. Donovan takes the pass, guarded by Kozak. He's on the left side. Sam right at the top of the key. Over to Isaiah Young. A very forced pass, and Young almost bobbled it. Grieger. Now to Donovan. Kozak gets around the screen to take him. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Donovan steps back, launches for 3, missed it. Rebound, Umbra. Dylan Umbra will take the ball up himself with 1:16 to go. Sydney trailing by 5. Oh, how would they love to have that ball back. Here goes over on the runner. Missed it. Airballed it. Donovan gets around Kozak, trying to go up on Heil. The spin move to number 15, John Cooper. Donovan with a nice spin move, and the junior, who's got 15 points, shows his assistant ability. 26-19, Umbra. Umbra drives in, kicks it to Westcott off the glass, good. That seems to be working well. Westcott with 9 points, Umbra with about 3 assists. Donovan showing patience to Isaiah Young over on the right side. Wright's going to go for 3, and he nails it. Damn right. With a 3-pointer, 29-21. He's got 5 points so far. His first 3-point attempt, Umbra. They isolate him on the right side. Now Westcott comes over on the high post. And there's another foul off the ball. And that's on number 15, John Cooper, and I've got him down for 2. And it's 1-1 time for Sydney. And I'll tell you what, Sydney needs to get their free throw shooting together. They are 1-for-5, including missing the first 4 shots. The one that was made was Tanner Westcott on the 3-point play. So at the line is Alex Heil. He's one of those guilty parties that missed 2 in a row earlier on. And for some reason, there seems to be some discrepancies over at the scorer's table or just looking for clarification. Coach John Filton brings in number 45, and it's somebody that does not have a number on this Groton team. Do we know who 45 is? The other young Damian? Okay. Damian Young's changed his jersey from 21 to 45. I think that's what it was about. That's what the discrepancy was about. There was a change in uniform, possibly because of blood. All right, so hopefully we got that together. Shot for Heil is up and good. Alex Heil's first point of the game. He's averaging 12.9, second to Umbra's 17.8. After that, it's Tanner Westcott's 8.4, but he's already up that because he's got 9 points. Wilf's asking the official about something. Maybe if Heil makes it, they're going to call time. 9 seconds to go in this quarter. 29-22. Heil, oh, in and out. 8 seconds to go. This will be a big possession. Wilf is going to guard Donovan. Shaking and bacon. Kicks it back out to Grieger, and he missed it. He lost it. He lost the handle. Good defense by Andy Kozak and Josh Wilf. And with 0.1 seconds to go, maybe they'll try the touchdown pass again. Nope. Wilf lets it fly. I love these NBA-style backcourts here that, where the lights go on. We might have to put that into the Sydney, Unitigo, Fiji, Afton, and Harpersville gym. Well, 29-22, so Sydney has got right back in this, and with one other layup would have been down by just 5, but they're down by 7, and Groton has made 7 three-pointers. They made 10 the other night against Southern Cayuga. So stick around. We've got lots more of Section 4 playoff basketball to tell you about, including the games going on now and what's ahead for Harpersville and Bainbridge Guilford. So stick around. It's Section 4 playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eglie Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eglie Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eglie Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eglie family and Eglie Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey there, it is Greg Davey here at the corner of the gym at Groton across from the scorer's table where there's been some jersey changes and all kinds of stuff going on here today. And so far our cell phone service has hung on there. We appreciate having a little bit of help here tonight, no question about it. Well, what a game this has been at Groton, where the Sydney Warriors are trailing the Groton Indians 29-22. But if you're just tuning in and you're going, oh, they're down by seven, well, remember this. Groton had an 18-4 lead after the first quarter on the strength of 4 3-pointers by Keegan Donovan. Our halftime show is brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, keeping your family warm and secure with expert products and service. Call 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT. But let's go right to Keegan Donovan himself. He's got 15 points on 5 made shots. He's only shot 8 times, and one of those was an air ball. So it's, but the other times, when he makes it, it's swish, and he's got the confidence. He's got a ton of confidence, you can tell. And, of course, he burned Sydney for 25 last year as only a sophomore. He is the author of 5 three-pointers. There have been 2 other three-pointers in this game for Groton. Michael Grieger and Sam Wright, both were big ones in the second quarter as Sydney mounted their comeback. For Sydney, they are led by Tanner Westcott with 9 points. Dylan Umbra, Josh Wilson, Andy Kozak all have 4 points. And Dylan Umbra with 999 points. That's the sign that my daughter Brynn is holding on the other side in her basketball headdress. Helmet, work hat. I don't know, looks like I have a basketball flopped on her head. But anyway, we've got 999 for Dylan. And once he got 2 baskets in a row at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter. And then from there, it looked like he started to press a little bit again. But what he wound up doing when he knew his shot wasn't going, they worked out a couple of plays to where Umbra was able to feed Tanner Westcott because all the attention was coming on Dylan, and he was able to unload to Tanner Westcott. And again, Westcott with 7 points in the second quarter as they scored the first, I believe it was 12 points of the quarter. And they outscored Groton in that section 18-10. And I think Groton was saved by the fact that they made all those three-pointers. So that's where it stands right now. As we know, Bainbridge-Guilford was victorious this afternoon against Marathon. And so they are in the Section 4 semifinals. And I see I have one of those modern desks where you can't put papers in. You can only put books because they all fell down. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Bainbridge-Guilford winning today means that they will take on the winner of Oxford and Tioga on Tuesday night. Depending on who wins that game, if it's Oxford, the game will be in Bainbridge-Guilford. And Harpethville will take on the winner of Walton and Moravia. Should Walton pull off what I would call a minor upset at this point, Moravia being the number one seed, then the game would be in Moravia. Would be in Harpethville. If Moravia wins the game, it would be in Moravia. I don't know the phone situation in either Tioga or in Moravia, but I do know it in Bainbridge-Guilford. So we'll see what happens. And for the Class Bs, Oneonta hosted Chenango Valley today. Lansing hosted Elmira Notre Dame. Seton Catholic Center hosted Susquehanna Valley. And Watkins Glen hosted Windsor. One of those games is going on right now, Windsor and Watkins Glen. So in Class D, GMU, South Courtright, Skenevis, and Charlotte Valley are all hosting games against Jefferson, Downfield, Morris, Edmiston, and Charlotte Valley, as we said. And let's see, we'll pull out the map. Oh, we found the right one. C, Class C boys going out as normal. Moravia is hosting Unitego. Tioga is at Spencer Van Etten. Spencer Van Etten is the 3 seed. Tioga, by the way, the 11th seed, pulled off the upset against Marathon 59-54 on Wednesday night. That's why they are still playing. Anything can happen in Section 4 playoff. Walton beats Thomas Edison 68-54 on Wednesday night. That's the 7 versus 10. So they are at Elmira Notre Dame right now. So that's the other good. It's interesting that it's 3 of the cases is the MAC school against the IAC school. And in one instance, it's just IAC, Spencer Van Etten against Tioga. We're going to take another break. Halftime is here. Papers are everywhere. We are going to take a break. And boy, I wish we had an interview to play, but we don't. It's going to be Groton and Sydney second half action, and you're catching it live on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Wilbur National Bank, our customers say service is what matters most. That's why we believe that good business is more about people than about numbers. So from your first checking account till the time you join our Gold Club, you'll always get the service we've built our reputation on. Does that make us a different kind of bank? For over 130 years, our customers have believed yes.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, Morabito Energy Products halftime report comes to a close. And Sydney boys have not stopped tonight. This is one of those situations where Coach Mike Brzee just wants to go with the 5 guys he has. It happens every so often. And nobody's in foul trouble. Looks like that one Heil has, and that is it. Groton has a couple guys with 2 and a lot of guys with 1. They have played a lot of players tonight. So Keegan Donovan gets the start and the basketball. Young, Sam Wright, Nick Coombs. And there's one more left. Who am I forgetting? John Cooper. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was Groton's ball to start the quarter. There's 24 seconds on the shot clock. Give Sydney's defense credit. They have forced the shot clock to expire twice, and that's pretty good. Coombs, shovel pass out to Donovan. Andy Kozak has done a splendid job at times, but when he gives a little bit of space to Donovan, he makes an inside pass and good for Nick Coombs. Coombs got around, looks like got around Westcott. Josh Wilson with a 9-point deficit for Sydney. But they put some points together in a hurry. Kozak driving in. He's going to go left hand and foul on the floor. Non-shooting situation. Andy Kozak, that was not designed to play that way. But what happened was he drew the foul because he saw he had some space. Heil backing in. Scoops it to Umbra. Umbra could not get around the screen. cross court to Wilt. Wilt driving in. Oh, nice dish off to Westcott for two. Josh Wilt finds Tanner Westcott. They're all finding Tanner Westcott for inside point. Three-pointer by Krieger is an air ball. And I have no idea why he shot that so far out. If anybody remembers Eric Miley shooting for Sydney and remembered up at Lamont, he crossed half court on the college court and let it fly, it was about that long. The only difference Miley made is. So here we go. It's a three-point attempt for Dylan Number, and he's got it. That's 1,000 points. 1,000 points, and it will not stop the game. Dylan Number, a wide-open three from the wing. Classic Umbra. He becomes the third varsity player for Sydney to score 1,000 points, joining Eric Miley and Mike Brand. Oh, my God, Andy Kozak up on Keegan Diamond, who just gave a tremendous ball fake. Kozak went skyward and came down with Donovan, and I think they've got some mutual respect. Kozak's going to commit his second foul. It's late enough in the game, and I don't think Coach Brzee is going to make a move. It was non-shooting. But the number now to 1,000 points, and there's no way they're going to stop this game. But, more importantly, the basket gives Sydney, as close as they've been, 31-27. Coombs, back to Greer, who gets the start instead of Cooper. I just spoke. Isaiah Young goes inside, can't hit the layup. Heil with a rebound. Young tried to challenge him, and Heil rips it away. They have not had any possession arrows in this game. How weird is that? Kozak, back to Umbra. Umbra driving on Young. He turns around. 10-footer. Bank shot. Good! Dylan Umbra is starting to feel it. It's 31-29. Donovan off to right. Right off his hands, but Isaiah Young right behind him to get the miss or get the bobble. Here, moves in on the left side. Back to Coombs. Oh, these fans are in my way. Top of the key, Donovan. 5:37 to go. 13 on the shot clock. Donovan, let's fly for three. Good! Keegan Donovan with seven. Make that six three-pointers. Well, Dylan Umbra's highlight's going to go up on our new highlight section on WCDO. And tell you more about that later. Umbra tried to save it from going back court and could not do it. A bad pass against hardcore man-to-man defense. Sydney is going to bring in their sprinting track champion, Corbin Curley, replacing Andy Kozak, who might have been shaken up, but I think my position is okay. Give him a little breather. So now it's 23 versus 23. Keegan Donovan versus Corbin Curley. Another three-point shot. This one rims out. Rebounded by Alex Heil. Heil got bumped a little bit, and he looks shaken. Josh Wills went out in point guard. Curley changes position. He changes Dylan Umbra's position. Umbra on the right side. Double teamed. Ball deflected out of bounds with 17 on the shot clock. This is going to make it awful hard for Sydney to get the ball inbound. Right in front of Sydney's fans and the team. Dylan Umbra with 1,004 points. And it looks like Alex Heil has Corbin Curley wide open. And a foul called on somebody for, you know, I hate another foul called away from the ball. I don't know who that's called on. It was somebody from Groton. That's all I can tell you. And a tying shoe delay right now for Young. He might have been the guy. I think he was the guy, the way he's going to Dylan Umbra. Wills to inbound. Wide open. Oh, Heil missed it. Isaiah Young with a steal. Up ahead to Donovan. He traveled, but they get away with it. Oh, my God. Sam Wright with his third basket of the game. Donovan took four steps before he passed the ball. 36-29 for the charge from Sydney has been thwarted. Curley back to Umbra. Stolen by Young behind the back. He backs it up. Hands it off to Donovan. Back to Young. Young not a shooter. Three-pointer from Coombs to start. Coombs with seven. That's another three-pointer. That's nine three-pointers for Groton in this game. 38-29. another call on, and this one is on Rieger, and that's at least two on him. I may not have accurate foul stats, except there are three fouls called on Groton in this half, and one on Sidney. 25 is back in the ballgame. That is Quinn Walpool. He is a junior guard. Don't have heights on these guys. So Sidney got the ball knocked away by Groton, and they'll re-inbound it. It will be Wilkes by the scorer's table. Heil. Ball coming my way. Yeah. Well, the pass was to nobody, really. Heil had a nice cut down toward the lane, but the pass went high. And Sidney now down by nine. They're going to need to get a stop here. Curley is back out. Kozak is back in. Isaiah Young. Sam Wright. Donovan again inside. Young goes up. I believe 3 seconds is the call. Yep. The shot was blocked emphatically by Tanner West on a play, but that won't count as a stat because the 3 second call wipes that away. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. We have not stopped the clock very often here. Inside Westcott, the turnaround is good. Awesome play, Tanner Westcott off the feed from Alex Heil. That's going to be their golden ticket if they can keep that up. That's one of the Groton weaknesses, is the interior defense. 38-31 with 3.5 to play. Donovan giving some space. They go down low to Coombs, kicks it back out to Young. They whip it around to Walpool. Walpool might have gotten away with a double dribble. Passes out to Young. Donovan goes to the left side around the screen. Donovan in the corner, right, 4 on the shot clock. It's picked off by Wilk. I have to Kozak. The layup is good. Andy Kozak with 6 points. Josh Wilk feeding him. It's back to a 5-point game. Donovan for three, missed it. Westcott rips the rebound. 2:50 to play in the third quarter. 38-31, Groton by five. Heil goes to Westcott, and he travels. One extra step. We're called by the official. I thought Alex Heil had a gorgeous pass that time, but it was in no man's land. Tanner didn't know whether to dribble once and go up or just take it all the way. He took it all the way. Extra step. That one was called. So 40 to play in the third quarter. 38-33, Groton. 5-5. Inside, Sam Wright goes up and is fouled by Heil, although, to be honest with you, it looked like Sam Wright tripped or stumbled. But I guess guilt by association, and Heil will have his second foul. It's weird. Sidney only has 4 fouls total in this game. 2 are by Andy Kozak. 2 are by Alex Heil. The number 44, Sam Wright, is at the line to shoot. And that is the first. This is the first free throw shot by Groton, and he missed it. 38-33. Wright is up and good. So credit to Sidney's defense to go this long without a free throw being shot at the 2:25 mark. Inside Westcott, he goes up. Nice play, Tanner Westcott, at an almost impossible angle just to get that ball up on the board, and it kissed it home for the two-pointer. 39-35, 2:10 to play third quarter. Young, I don't know if he's attempted a shot yet or not. Donovan is going long, and he's got it. Keegan Donovan is unconscious with 7 three-pointers. That's the only points he's got. 21 points, half of the team's total, 42-35. Wilkes back out to Umber for three. He's so good. Rebound by Coombs. I thought it was going down. Donovan takes control of the basketball with 1:37 to play in the third period. 42-35, Groton. They've led as much as 14 points. They now lead by 7. Sidney's been as close as 4. Right to the left side for Young. 14 on the shot clock. Young looks right, finally it's Donovan. Keegan looks to the left for Grieger. Krieger to the elbow. Mishandled, and the Kozak with the ball. He up, sends it up to Wilt. Wilt, short jumper, no good. Westcott, offensive rebound, goes up and scores it. Tanner Westcott is having an unbelievable ball game. 17 points for the senior forward. 42-37, less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Donovan playing around with Kozak. You don't have many guys doing that. Young drives in. The stop. He goes up. And it's a Rotherham no good. High with a rebound. Sydney can get to within three or two. Going, looking for Westcott. Westcott grabs it. He goes up and under. No good. Gets it again. Oh, he's down on the floor. Basket is good. Oh, Andy Kozak saving it. And Tanner Westcott, who got bumped. I do not see who the foul was on. I apologize for that. The referees are obstructing me. I cannot see the hand gestures or the fouls. I think that was on Sam Wright. Andy Kozak came to the rescue. Tanner Westcott was doing the unbelievable, got his own rebound, and then took a dive after getting hit. Kozak makes the shot but misses the free throw. Kozak got 2 points out of the deal, though. 42-39 is as close as Sydney has been since it was 6-0. Or since it was 3-0, I guess. Krieger has the ball on the right side. 13 on the shot clock. Donovan fakes the three, and there's a foul away from the ball. And a technical foul on Sydney. A technical foul on Sydney. It's on Ellis Pyle. Drive the course, but very happy. They're smiling. But something happened down on the other end with Alex Pyle. And with 10.6 seconds to go, he certainly feels guilty. He's got the guilty look on him. He is upset at himself. And Logan Raymond is going to take Kyle's place for the last 10.6 seconds. But you know what? I believe the rule is when it's a technical foul, it's also a personal foul. So that might be four on Heil. Donovan does not make the first shot look pretty, but it went in. And that's his first time he's made something other than a three. 43-39. This could really take the wind out of their sails. So two shots good for Donovan. It'll be Groton's ball, and they control the final 10.6 seconds, at least at this juncture. So Raymond in for Heil. Donovan setting up his own move. 4 seconds to go. Donovan strikes it up. It's up and no good. So Kozak wins that battle, but it's still a five-point game. It is 44-39 at the end of three. Sydney is hanging top despite a three-point shooting clinic being put on by Keegan Donovan and the Groton Indians. Stick around. The fourth quarter is bound to be good, and we've got it live on WCDL.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We are just amazed at this game so far. 15 points scored in that quarter for Groton, but 17 for Sydney. So they are inching closer all the time. Andy Kozak at the top of the key. Kozak looks to Logan Raymond inside the Westcott. He fakes, he shoots, he scores! 19 points for Tanner Westcott. Great pass by Logan Raymond, who has taken out Kyle's place. And boy, don't you know, Logan Raymond has got a huge burden on his shoulders. He's going to have to play probably the whole quarter. There's a steal by Umbra. Umbra goes to the hole. It's good! Dylan Umbra with a steal and basket. It's 44-43. Sydney down by one. Right. Oh, tipped away by Wills. Oh, Donovan threw the ball away. Krieger had cut to the basket. Donovan threw it too soon, and Wills tipped the ball ever so slightly with a deflection that gives Pratt the ball again. 44-43, 7:14 to play. And the inbound pass comes to Donovan out by half court. Donovan goes to high post to Sam Wright against Raymond. Well, not too bad. Raymond got burned on the play slightly by Sam Wright. I didn't know Wright had that ability to turn it and go. He hadn't done it all night. But Raymond with a foul, making Sam Wright come to the line, and Sam Wright is 1-for-2. So 7:05 left in regulation, 44-43. Sydney trailing, and the shot is good by Sam Wright. Groton free throw shooting is 4-for-5. That is it. They didn't even shoot till the second half, and two of those were technical free throws. Missed, and Raymond with a rebound for the Warriors. Off to Josh Wills. So Sydney can either tie it or take the lead for the very first time. Wills to Westcott inside. He's got it. We are tied. We are tied at 45. Josh Wills, another super assist. He is the leader on the team, and he showed it right there. He drew the double team, and he got it to Westcott. Tanner Westcott taking Donovan on a switch. There's a steal by Umbra. Umbra out to Josh Wills. Sydney could take their very first lead, and Wills will slow it down. Man-to-man defense still by Groton. That's what Sydney wants. Wilkes to somebody had 3 seconds. Yep, it was either Westcott or Raymond. I had a feeling that was coming. Good call by the official, but they were in there a long time. There's a little bit of confusion on the play. I think a lot of what Sydney is doing is playing more street ball than playing. Donovan off to Isaiah Young. Umbra gives him lots of space because he doesn't shoot. There's Krieger for three. Around the rim, no good. Battle for the ball. It's Raymond. It's Umbra up ahead to Kozak. Kozak, he lost the handle. Gets it over to Wills. Wills to Westcott. Westcott, 10-footer. No, off the mark. Coming in for the rebound is Mike Krieger. Number 13 brings it up the floor. These guys all are good ball handlers, too. 5:44 to play. Tied at 45. Donovan fakes the pass. Now he goes to Krieger. Krieger gets around Wills. Then he snaps the pass to Wright. His shot misses. Rebound Umbra. And he's fouled on the getaway. Umbra trying to get away from the crowd. And he's fouled by Sam Wright. I did see the officials sign that time, and I think he's got three. So number 45 comes in, and that's Damian Young. Damian Young started the game with number 21, but he is now 45 because I believe there was some blood on his jersey. 5:31 left in this ballgame, 45-45 tie. Groton will continue to put on the heavy pressure. It looks like I'm going to have an update from Unitigo here very soon. I got a text message when I get to it. Umbra. Takes the 20-footer, and it's no good around the rim and no good. Oh, agony. Both teams have missed shots on their last two possessions. Donovan, very, very quick. Umbra guarding Isaiah Young. Now it's Krieger guarded by Wills. Wills stepping in with a foul. Good call by the official. Wills disappointed, but there's no question that was a foul. Especially the angle in which he committed that. If I can get a break here, I'll give you that Unitigo update. Keegan Donovan looking at the left side for Krieger, guarded by Wilson. Kozak still on Donovan, nose to nose. Damian Young picked up by Raymond, three-pointer by Krieger, it's good. Or no, by Donovan. Yeah, should have known, right? 26 points in the eighth three-pointer. Driving in, Raymond off the glass, no good. Westcott with a putback, and he's fouled. Logan Raymond, a bundle of nerves down there, shaking his head. So feeling very guilty that he missed the easy shot. But who was on the other side but Tanner Westcott? Westcott has been cleaning up a lot of garbage inside, and that's a show of respect when I say that, cleaning up garbage. But not only that, but 23 points and he comes to the line. So Alex Heil is back in the game. Now, whether he has three or four fouls remains to be seen. But with 4:30 left, they're going back to Heil, who has only got 1 point. He's 1 for 4 from the line. Westcott misses. Violation or foul? If that's a foul, that's on Heil. That's his fifth. I guess we got our answer. It said Alex Heil pushed off. So Alex Heil is done for the night with just 1 point and about probably six rebounds to show for it. The technical foul has come back to haunt him and Sydney. And Sydney fans just hoping that it does not do them in for their season. There are a lot of expectations on this team, and Alex is one of the leaders, and he's one of the ones that stated in the media that their goal is to get to the arena for the finals. Anything after that, they'll take icing on the cake. But so the shot made by Nick Coombs. Nick Coombs with a foul, giving him 8 points. Coach Filton has played a lot of his players. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Dylan Umbra. Umbra will bring it up himself. Sydney will clear out and set up a 1-4 offense. Possibly an isolation for Umbra. Pass over to Kozak. Kozak lost the handle. He goes up with a 10-footer. No good. Nice shot, no good. Battle for the ball. It's Raymond. And they'll set up a new play. Kozak off to Wills. Wills driving in. Raymond's got to get out of 3 seconds. Now it's Westcott. Back door to Umbra. Reverse way up. Yeah, no, he missed it. But he gets it back again. Goes up and is hammered by Damian Young. He probably would have gotten the shot blocked. But he hung in the air a little extra long and pumped down and back up, and that created the contact, which was enough to get Dylan Umbra to the line. Dylan Umbra has not been at the line tonight. He's got 11 points. He's a 70% free throw shooter and is at the line more than any other Sydney player. So needless to say, these two shots are everything. First shot is good. We were tied at 45. Sydney trails by one, 49-48. 3:50 left in this ballgame. If you're listening live, I'll tell you, it's hard to stand being here, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. The shot is up, and it is gone. They are tied at 49, and Sydney Coach Trujillo wants a timeout. We'll find out that Unitigo score for you. Stick around. Live Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
All right, we're back, and we do have a report from Bill May at Moravia. Moravia leading Unitigo after 3:35-20. 35-20, Carter Carey leads Unitigo with 8 points. Here we are tied at 49 after Sydney trailed 18-4 after a first quarter. They have never led, but they have tied twice, including now. Alec Kyle has fouled out of the game. Still 3:35 to go. It's a three-pointer by Krieger that misses. It's out of bounds. It hit the guy wire. It will be Sydney's ball with a chance to take the lead. Raymond will inbound to Wilkes. Wilkes goes to the screen by Umbra. Wilkes coming all the way down. He's going to go reverse layup. He lost the ball. Goes up. Missed it. Raymond cannot get the rebound. Sam Wright pulls it away. Now Groton trying to take the lead back. Donovan driving in. Goes up. No, he lifts it off, and Umbra with a steal. Umbra with a very apt defensive steal. Because Donovan committed on off his feet. He couldn't shoot it. He passed it, and Umbra got off that and stole it. 3 minutes to go. Low post Umbra. Turnaround jump shot. Is around and no good. It is Ozak with a rebound. And he takes the lead. Sydney takes the lead at 51-49. Kozak with 10 points. Donovan hands off to Grieger. Now it's Sam Wright, guarded by Raymond. Young. He will not, I've said it before, he won't shoot it. Sam Wright in there, and he ties it up. Sam Wright with another basket. He's got 11 points, and we are tied for the third time at 51-51. 2:24 to play. Wilkes. Starting to charge up the floor, and then he stops. Sydney in their half-court possession. It's Umbra from the foul line. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Donovan pulls him down. Goes behind the back. He's a little bit of a hot dog spot. He holds up to his end of the bargain. He's not given up the ball very many times. There's a quick pass into Sam Wright. It went off Sam Wright's hands. So, tied at 51 with 1:58 to go. There are still a lot of timeouts by these coaches at their disposal. Kozak on the left wing. Raymond comes to the top of the key. Now to Josh Wells. Umbra. Three-pointer! Yeah! Josh Wells with 16 points! 54-51, Sydney with a lead! Ball deflected out of bounds by Tanner Westcott, who leads the team in that department coming into the game, and he leads it by far. Tonight, Umbra, Will, Kozak, Westcott, they've all had deflections. Good denied defense by the Sydney team. The only thing is they can't stop the three-pointers. Oh, Donovan comes back to the coach and wants to know the play. 54-51, a minute 15 to play in this ball game. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Donovan goes for three. Short. Rebound. Umbra. Sydney with a lead and a minute to play. Umbra up the floor. And a timeout called by Mike Fazay. Short timeout. Short timeout. 54-51 and buck two to play. Section four playoff quarterfinal basketball continues on WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
54-51, Sydney by three, their largest lead of the game, only the second time they've had a lead in the game, and that's been the last minute of play. There's 1:02 left in this ballgame with the ball. Umbra, Ray, Zach, Wilson, Westcott. The inbound pass comes back behind half Josh Wilkes. They'll take a lot of time off the clock. Umbra driving baseline, and they say Umbra step on the line. Well, that's a break. That is a big break for Grot. But the referee was doing his job. No question about it. And a timeout asked for by Coach Wilson. 51.2 seconds to go. 54-51 Sydney. And now it's a timeout for Grot. Stick around. Section 4 quarterfinal action continues on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice?
If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, the Sydney fans have been very, very, very good in their spirit. They've let the guys shooting air balls know it. And they have supported their Sydney Warriors. There has been no real display on the court that is anything but sportsmanship by both teams. All the hype I heard about Groton and Sydney, no, it's basketball at its best. 54-51, Dylan Umber almost a steal. Donovan from 12 feet out, no! Rebound Westcott! And Westcott is fouled by number 14, Isaiah Young. Hannah will come to the line and shoot 1-1. 35.5 to go. Donovan had, I said, a 12-footer. It might have been a little deeper than that. It definitely was not a three-pointer. However, I'm seeing Young go back over. Okay, I was hoping it wasn't five fouls on it because then I would have been way off. I'd get him down for two. Now he's back on the floor. It is Coombs, Wright, Donovan, Young, and Young. And another timeout asked for. But I think I'm going to stay here. It's just a 30. And I think what Coach Filson is trying to do simply is, number one, set up a strategy if he makes it or if he misses it. Now, this is a 1-1. If Tanner misses it, then you've got Groton, if they get the rebound anyway, to come down and plan for a score, and they don't have to necessarily get a three-pointer. There's 35 seconds to go, which is the exact same time or clock setting that the shot clock will be on. For Groton. Now, what if he makes the first one? That's a four-point spread, and you got to have another strategy because then you got to get a basket, and then you got to follow right away. So there's all kind of strategies that can play out here. And the other reason for doing this is to try to ice Tanner Westcott. We can't forget that he missed his last free throw, but he is 1-for-2 on the night. He's got a game high or a team high 23 points. It is up. And it is good. Well, that changes things a lot, and Dylan Umber comes up and jokes with him. Oh, my gosh. This one just as big. Westcott will nail it. 25 points for Tanner. 56-51. Young lost the ball. He lost the ball out of bounds. He put a fake on Dylan Umber. Went back, and the ball wasn't there. 30.8 seconds to go, 56-51. Sydney has come a long way from being down by 14. Foul, just as one of the fans was in my way. So Westcott's back at the line to shoot. I think this is the last 1-1. Well, it doesn't look good for Unitigo. We still hope they have a monster comeback in the quarter. But right now, it looks like Sydney's got the best chance to advance. Westcott will make it. Yeah. 26 points for Tanner Westcott. Sir, could you stand back just a little bit so I can see the scorer? Thank you. Second shot is good. And a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. And guess who the leading scorer in the ball game is, my friends? It's Sydney's Tanner Westcott. 29.5 seconds to go. 58-51 Sydney. We're going to take a short break. Be back. Section 4 playoff basketball continues. WCDL.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. No report yet from Matt Hapley at the state wrestling, but we sure hope that Danny Gormley and any other Section 4 wrestlers still alive and the competition is good. And can come home and bring some state championships to Hardware home right here. It's just a quarterfinal game. But Sydney is electrified this place like nobody's business. 58-51, Donovan for three. Short. Rebound. Josh Wills. Going past to Westcott. He goes up for the easy throw. 29 points for Taylor Westcott. Donovan trying to set up a three. Oh, he missed the ball. Oh. Ball got hit by Dylan Umbro. And they're going to say it's a foul on the floor. No shot. No shot. Oh, my God. I'm looking at Andy Cohen. I can tell their mouth wide open going, that was a steal waiting to happen. But Donovan got the benefit of the call, and he actually will get shot. It is a two or a three. I'm not sure. Here's the one. It's a one and one, and he missed it. 60 to 51. 3-2-1, we're done. The Bulls on the point for Sydney, 61. And the so-called Groton curse is over. 18, but they led by 14. They had Sydney on the ropes early, but Sydney refused to quit. They came back. Inch by inch, shot by shot, rebound by rebound. And they put this one away, 60-51, the final. They held Groton in that quarter to just a three, two free throws and a two-pointer, held them to 7 points in that quarter. And it's the Tanner Westcott highlight reel. The career high, I'm going out on a limb, but I'm going to say it, a career high, 29 points for Tanner Westcott. And Dylan Umber did get his 1,000th point. So it's a win-win for Sydney, and the Sydney fans are ecstatic. And when you think about this game, going, wait a minute, this is a quarterfinal. This isn't even the semis. This isn't even the finals. This is a Section 4 quarterfinal game. They're not supposed to be this intense, but they were. We had one like it this afternoon when Harpersville kept taking everything that Odessa Montour could give them and coming away with a big victory there, 66-58. So an 8-point win for Harpersville, a 9-point win for Sydney. And what do you know? They won with 60 points against Green in a totally different way. They win with 60 points against Crown. Sydney Warriors pull one off. And we're going to come back with a post-game show. It's going to be a little longer than normal if my voice holds out. But you catch it with me live. We'll bring it to you on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, just another night of high school basketball, and we're here at Groton. That's where we are to record everything that's going on, and I'm trying to make sure I have my numbers right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. I'm not used to having so many numbers here for Tanner Westcott, especially in the fourth quarter. He scored 12 points in the fourth quarter alone. What a game. 21 points in the fourth quarter for Sydney, sparked by Tanner Westcott, who was fed some tremendous passes from his teammates, and then hit two one-and-one situations back-to-back, and finishing with 29 points for Groton. Their Mr. Everything, Keegan Donovan, who had 7 three-pointers, and I was starting to think, who's got the Section 4 record for points? Because when I did a playoff game with Trumansburg, I think it was Trumansburg at Sydney in the old gymnasium, I think there was a guy named Brian something or other, Brian Reese or something like that, who scored, I think he scored 11 three-pointers in that game. But Keegan Donovan was on his way to having some sort of record or something, and he wasn't even the game's high scorer. So that puts it in perspective. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He did have eight three-pointers, though, so magical night for him, but not enough when it counted down the stretch. How do we describe this game? Well, let's start by giving you our sponsors. Our post-game show on WCDO is brought to you by Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-Town community and beyond for over 100 years. Meng is proudly supporting local high school sports on WCDO, and by NBT Bank. Reach for your star, that means personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank, member FDIC. One good thing is we don't have to guess who the awards are going to be tonight, but let's go through the scoring recap. First of all, for Groton, they came out of the chute scoring 4 three-pointers with Keegan Donovan and 2-pointers by Isaiah Coombs and Sam Wright. Sydney could not find the rim. Forget about the basket. They couldn't find the backboard. They had over, and they had 2 baskets, one by Dylan Umbra and one by Tanner Westcott, and that was all they could muster. And then things fly for Sydney. They scored the first quarter. Coach Wills, number, Tanner Westcott, started to get free, and things started to happen. And but they still hadn't climbed the mountain yet. At halftime, Groton led by 29-22. Sydney got to within 4 points, then to within 2 points in the third quarter. But they trailed 4-39. Remember at the end of the third period when they had the technical foul on Alex Heil that gave Donovan 2 free throws, his only 2 free throws of the game, and of course the ball back that they did not score. So that was a key play. Heil came back in briefly, got his fifth foul right away when he was trying to box out on a foul shot. So Logan Raymond had to come in and do the job, and he did the job. He got a couple of rebounds, and he's being called over right now to get his picture taken with the rowdy crowd. But Groton, who seemed to just have it all under control in front of their home fan base, something happened in the second half. Sydney picked up intensity. Their defense was sound. Their rebounding was unbelievable. They stayed out of foul trouble with the exception of Alex Heil, and they did not let Groton hit the line very often. But anyway, to total up Groton's numbers, Keegan Donovan with 8 three-pointers, 2 for 3 from the line. He missed that last 1-1, and he finishes with 26 points, team high. It was Sam Wright with 11 points. He had a three-pointer. He had 3 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and he was 2 for 4 from the line. So that's 6-9, and 2 is 11. Nick Coombs had 2 field goals. He had a three-pointer. He was 1 for 2 from the line. He had 8 points in the game. Mike Krieger, who had come off the bench and hit three three-pointers in their win over Southern Cayuga Wednesday, hit his first shot, a three-pointer, and then came up empty thereafter. He finishes with three. Isaiah Young with a basket for two, and John Cooper with a basket for two. He was in early foul trouble and did not play in the second half. So all told, this is kind of weird, but I think they had more three-pointers than two-pointers. Let's count them. Okay, two-pointers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Three-pointers. Eight, nine, ten, 11. They had 11 three-pointers and seven two-pointers. And from the line, they were 5-4-9 from the free-throw line. So for Sydney, it was Andy Kozak with 5 field goals, 0-for-1 from the from the line, 10 points. Josh Wills, 2 field goals, 0-for-2 from the line for 4. Dylan Umbry got his magic 1,000th point with his first shot of the third quarter, a three-pointer that sparks Sydney's comeback. He finishes with 16. It was 1-for-4 from Alex Kyle, certainly not his best game, and he watched the last quarter on the bench as Logan Raymond did the job. He did not score. Corbin Curley did not score his time in the game. But Tanner Westcott, what more can you say? He started small, had a basket in the first quarter, had 9 by the half, and then the guys started figuring out, you know, when they're taking away our shot in the paint, we've got a guy open, number 44, and they got it to him. Wilf got it to him. Kozak got it to him. Umber got it to him. And 29 points later, Tanner Westcott, on top of that, the 2 1-and-1s that he finished with at the end of the game, assaulted away, that says volumes. So, two-pointers for Sydney, 11 and 12. Actually, Westcott had 12, and the rest of the team had 11. So, 23 three-pointers, only 2 three-pointers, and they were 6, 7, 8, 9 from the line for 11, 12, 14, 16. Not their best effort from the free-throw line. They shoot about 70%, but good enough, especially with Westcott, to get the job done. So, our NBC Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner is the biggest no-brainer of the entire season, Tanner Westcott. Well, what an outstanding offense award. And not that he stopped them all the time, because Donovan had 4 three-pointers in the first quarter. He had 8 in the game. But Andy Kozak shut Donovan down when he had to, and he will win the Dynamic Defense Award for the night. Now, last I heard from Moravia, it was 35-20. You have any updates, Tom Bartanian? Okay, 35-20 at the end of 3 was the last I had. Oh, I might have a text here. Hold on. Gormley, Danny Gormley lost in the championship round of the 125 bout by the score of 2-1, but I don't think I have a Unitigo finish. But Carter Carey had led the way with 8 points, and that was through 3 quarters. I could only look at one text at a time, afraid of him to lose the signal. And the Dynamic Defense Award for Mang, we said Andy Kozak for Sydney, Tanner Westcott, NBC Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Tuesday night, depending on who won in Moravia, between Alton and Moravia, and who won in the other game between Oxford and Tioga, we could be a Bainbridge Gilp, we could be somewhere in Tioga, or in Moravia, we'll have to see. So, and then Wednesday night, I will not be able to do the game. I'm not sure who will get to do that game. I'm actually playing in a high school musical. Can you hold on to that, please? Oh, let me just check this. Okay, it is Spartan versus Tioga, Walton versus Elmira, Notre Dame in the bottom of the bracket, Moravia, it looks like Sydney will be at Moravia, and the other guys, you never know, it probably is going to be Spencer Bennett and at Elmira, Notre Dame, so Sydney probably holding up the flag for the Michigan Athletic Conference. All right, well, we're glad to have brought you this game. We are glad, thank goodness, the athletic director had faith in us, and we did the game in the corner, but we still did the game, and the score once again, Sydney 60 and Groton 51. Danny Gormley lost in his finals with 125 pounds out by 2-1. Can't wait to read about tomorrow. And units go, we lost the Moravia, but we don't have a final on that. So from Groton, thanks to Joe Gardner. The game will be up tomorrow on the archives so you can listen to it in its entirety. The Harpsville game is already up. And Joe Gardner, while he's been listening to me, we'll have highlights of this game and all the games of this season that we've been able to get on the radio on WCDOradio.com. Just click WCDO Sports on demand. Hopefully, I'm going to try to get some sort of replenishment here. I got people around me. Does anybody have any updates they can give us? That's all I get. So for WCDO Radio Sports, once again, the final score for the third or fourth time, Groton losing to Sydney tonight, 60-51. Sydney moves on to the semifinals. For WCDO Radio Sports, have a great night. I'm Greg. Bye-bye.